Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, and this is a Greg Way, your final Greg Way of the work week, because, of course, the week's over, and then you get a new Greg Way on Monday for the final week of content at Kinda Funny for the year. Look at how fucking gray I am in this light. I've thought about just dyeing it blue again. I mean, I don't mind being gray. Let's just talk about that right now. I think it's cool. I honestly wish it would just all go gray, though. Like, I don't mind having the gray temples because everyone here drives me crazy and keeping all these people alive, including Ben and Jen, fucking killing me. But I just was the full-on Silver Fox. Who's that guy from Mad Men? He's in a million other things. Tony Stark's dad. You know who I'm talking about. That guy. Wish I was all gray like him. Welcome, Greg Way. It's Friday. I'm excited for the weekend. I'm exhausted. It's been a week. It's been a year. It's been a life. It's been a decade. I'm here to answer Ricky's question. Ricky wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. You can also do it on games, of course. But Ricky posted his question to the actual post. Remember, of course, if you want to be part of future Greg Ways, you can put your question on the posts that are on Patreon, or you can put them into the Patreon chat that's in the Patreon app if you use the Kinda Funny account, if you're subscribed to the Kinda Funny account. Anyway, so Ricky said, and I don't have it in front of me because it was on my phone. I read it. Hey, Greg, like, you know, I don't mean to be too personal, which you're not, Ricky. This isn't personal at all. When do you think you'll tell Ben your cancer story? And I said, oh, what an interesting question, Ricky. I've never thought about it. The thing when I think of telling Ben advice, when you heard me on the Kinda Funny something this week, P.S. I Love You, Games Daily, whatever, one of the shows this week I talked about, like, right now I'm going to try to work with at school the idea of telling Ben how fucking easy this is. This is so easy. Just read the chapters. You'll pass the test. Just read the chapter. Do the little math assignment. Think for a second. You're done in 30, 45 minutes. You're on to your life. You can go play all the games you want. Stuff about me, you know what I mean? Like, I don't expect my cancer story to be some big reveal or something like that. I would imagine probably it'll come up when you have to explain what cancer is. You know, I imagine when somebody in his world gets sick, you know, sadly it's a thing that happens, right? Like, I think I learned, you know, lung cancer sprung to my life when, you know, my grandparents on my mom's side had it. That was my first time ever hearing about it and stuff like that. And I would think that, you know, when he finds out that something like that is happening and existing, whether it's a celebrity he likes or a family member or a friend's family member or a friend, or, you know, God forbid me or Jen or something like that. Like, I think it would just be a conversation then. And then the fact that, you know, I'm able to keep going, like whoever it is we were talking about might be able to. You know, obviously cancer claimed Jen's life, Jen's mom's life at the beginning of this year, right? So I would imagine, you know, at some point when he's old enough to ask questions about why mammy is gone, right? Like, that would be, we'd talk about that, but then you start to, you know, drill into what that is. We have to explain it there, too. I don't see it. It's not going to be – I don't expect it to be a sit-down, let's be serious here, daddy has something to say kind of conversation. I don't think – I hope most stuff like that in our world isn't. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's easy to have these grand illusions of these big milestone conversations happening in these beautiful dinners or car rides or whatever, and, you know, blah, blah. I think they're all going to be very mundane. I think it's, and not to mention, you know, what I understand from being a parent so far is a lot of repetition, right? Like, the lesson doesn't set in on the first thing. You know, you when you go to learn a new language or learn math, like I was talking about, or even just, you know, basic stuff that he'll be learning, like, it's repetition, right? So I imagine a lot of the same conversations a lot of the times as you drive home what something is and how it works. So I don't anticipate a big reveal for my cancer story or anything like that. And I would imagine, like, you know, as he gets older and has more questions or thinks more about it, or is, you know, I don't need to give him every skeleton in the closet about my cancer story as I go. It'll be interesting to see how it evolves and changes. But, yeah, no big reveal plans on that. Nothing. I hadn't actually thought of it, honestly. I think, you know, I'm more prepared for how I met your mother. And, like, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, for me asking, and this is going to sound way more dramatic than I mean it to, but I remember as a kid asking my mom if I was planned, and not like in a, like, was I an accident or something like that? But I remember it being a very innocent way of like probably watching something, right, where somebody was pregnant and didn't expect it. And asking my mom about that, my mom being like, oh, you were so planned for it. We were working so hard for you kind of thing. I expect conversations with him about that, right, when we get to that point. But, Porty's death, all these other things, like, I remember, my parents, they had a dog before that was a very similar situation to me and Porty, where, like, they had a dog that was their dog before they had a kid, and then they had a kid, and the dog was fine for a while, but then eventually, like, nipped at me or something, and they had to give it to a friend. I don't remember the actual story. They gave it to someone. They didn't just, like, let it go. And I remember asking questions about that a few times, right? You get the stories from it and stuff like that as a kid. But, yeah, no big plan, no big reveal, no big, we need to sit you down. This is what's happened to Dad a decade ago, 2 decades ago. Yeah, I guess it'd be, by the time he'd ask about it, probably, 15 years at least. But we'll see. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen. So that's it, Ricky. There's your answer. Congratulations. You are the first final Gregway question of the week. That's nice. Now we get ready for another one. Final work week next week of 2023. As we hurtle into the new year and a brand new year of Kind of Funny. Year 9 of Kind of Funny, if you can imagine that. That's crazy. Going to be fun. We're excited about it to come back to it. We're excited to get a break and then come back to work. Of course, January 5th, right? That's our anniversary day. January 5th, the Friday, is a Friday, I think, this year. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I'm fairly certain that it is. We'll be streaming all day. We'll be doing that thing again there, too. More of a low-key one, I think. It's our anniversary celebration stream, but we're not going to be blowing up the entire operation and building from scratch or anything like that. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. Good, chance to celebrate. Year 9, talk to new people. Hopefully get them to remember, oh, yeah, they were great to us this year. Maybe we should support them a little bit on Patreon, stuff like that. But we'll see. Lots of time before then. So like I said, get questions in. However you want to get your Gregway questions in for Patreon.com/KindOfFunny. Patreon.com/KindOfFunnyGames. The Patreon app chat for Gregway topics. I'm sorry to yawn through the middle of it. It's been a long week, and I'm very tired. I did a long Asgard's Wrath stream today. We just took our Christmas card photo for the Patreon rewards for premium tiers. And I had a million calls already today. It's been a lot of fun. Been having a good time. But yeah, I'm going to go home. We're having a neighborhood Christmas party tonight, so I got to help Jen with that. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to serve you.